I mean, don't get me wrong, it's all right here. She's all right. Nice house, good food, great area. It's cool. But sometimes it's all a bit, well, you feel as if the place isn't your own, you know, like you're just a guest or something. I mean, it's not as if I haven't lived with someone before, obviously. Well, I left her and moved in here. And you get used to all that territorial bit, like, you know, constant cleaning and clearing up all the time, saying what a state the place is, complaining because I've made a mess. I mean, what's wrong with a bit of crap lying about? It's my home too, isn't it? I'm like, chill, babe. I'm cleaning my personal habits, scrupulously clean. But this constant nagging and criticism, well, it starts to get to you. It's a bit hurtful, really. And her, well, she can't leave me alone, can she? I've started going out in the evenings just to get a bit of space. I mean, I'm as affectionate as the next, you know. It's cool. You come in at night, you're tired, you just want to sit and unwind, and she thinks, just because you sat next to her on the sofa, that's, well, you know. You know what I mean? Then all the touching starts, stroking, murmuring little pet names, and I'm like, for God's sake, woman, can't you have a bit of peace and quiet? You leave me alone for 1 minute. She doesn't get it. She just doesn't know when to stop. So, last night, I did it. I lashed out. Again. Yeah, I know, it's a bad habit. I shouldn't really. But honestly, you'd think she'd learn. So then it was the usual, on with the waterworks. You don't love me. Screaming and carrying on. And I'm like, really wound up. I mean, it's so not cool. I can feel all the hairs standing up on the back of my neck. Anyway, she says, go on, get out. So I do. This time I stay out all night. Well, you know where I was, don't you? Next door. Again. It's becoming a regular thing now. She doesn't know. Well, she might suspect something, but she doesn't know where I'm going. Never caught me yet. I must have 9 lives. Anyway, I get back this morning. Oh, it's all hearts and flowers. All over me she was.
Oh, God, where have you been? I've been up all night. I thought you'd had an accident.
Well, I suppose it was better than another row. She treats me to a special breakfast. Loads of fussing and attention, and I'm thinking, hey, cat, this isn't so bad. Quite cool, really. I've cut her on a string. I'm just toying with her. So after my breakfast, feeling rather pleased with myself, I'm having a quick zzz, you know, before I go down the park. There's some really cute chicks down there now, the weather's warmer. I know they're only young, a bit unsporting to me really, but I like to keep me hand in. The thrill of the chase. Well, it's instinctive, isn't it? Anyway, I wake up from my catnap, getting the fright of my life. She's only on the phone to the vets, she had my bloody bollocks off.